Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
For Bleacher Report on Twitter, at Sakamoto Ryan. Ryan, how are you?
Doing well. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Hey, yeah, our pleasure. Do you think there were a lot of naysayers out there? I know I heard it a little bit nationally, a little bit locally, but do you think there were more people than not that doubted that Kaepernick was actually going to document and prove that he was going to donate the million that he said he was?
Yeah, I think so. But at the end of the day, you know, Kaepernick is doing his own thing, and you got to really just the respect the way he's handling this whole situation. I mean, he's doing what he thinks is right. I know it comes with mixed emotions. I met with my friend Takumi, who also follows me on Twitter, and he's the one that did the foghorn, and he was telling me how, you know, he sees both sides to what Kaepernick is doing. He thinks that there's a better way of handling it. But at the end of the day, it's his decision, it's his right, and it is a free country.
Speaking of Kaepernick, how shocked are you at how he's performed? I'm very shocked, and I think he's playing himself into a job if he does not come back to San Francisco. Do you think that's fair?
I think it is fair, but I think it's more of a product of Chip Kelly's offense. Chip Kelly is, as you know, he's brought in to make the offense better. And last year, if you look at the numbers, they're really good between the 20s, where they didn't have much success with scoring in the red zone. And you're seeing that Chip Kelly has resurrected that situation. So when you take two and two together, I think Kaepernick is putting himself a nice resume for other NFL teams. But at the end of the day, can he read a defense? I still don't see that. If you go back two games ago, where Craig Robertson undercut a route and picked up the interception, you can totally see how he looked down the seams. And I'm not here to say that Kaepernick can't be a good player in this league. He could very well be a Pro Bowl player. He has all the potential. We all know that. But at the end of the day, he has to go through his progressions. And if you're looking for a franchise quarterback to lead your team, I don't know if he's going to be that guy.
Ryan Sakamoto covers the Niners for NinerFans.com. Good enough to join us, Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah here on 95.7 The Game. Now, they didn't win last week, but they did make it competitive. They lost 23-20 on the road against the Cardinals team, who you know, they've been underperforming, but they were a Super Bowl pick before the season started. I know they haven't won a game since week one, but is this team starting to gain any confidence after last week?
Absolutely. You know, there's no such thing as moral victories, but if there is one, this would be it. A big reason why they kept it close was Glenn Dorsey in the middle. I spoke with Coach Jim O'Neill. I asked him what exactly was basically a tale of two stories. I mean, in the first half of the season, the Niners couldn't stop the run. All of a sudden, they can stop the run, hold David Johnson to 55 yards rushing. And it was a product of Glenn Dorsey being plugged in as a two-gap nose tackle, moving Dial back outside to his normal four technique, and then also making DeForest Buckner better as well so he can leverage his gaps a little better, play a little inside as a three technique, and just kind of hit that gap between the guard and the center. So Glenn Dorsey was the engine that made that defense go, and as you know, everything starts up front, and he did a really good job.
The run defense has been bad all season long up until last week, where they just allowed 55 yards on the ground to one of the league's best running backs in David Johnson. What was the difference last week?
Difference was, like I said, Glenn Dorsey. He's the best nose tackle that can two gap, stack, and shed. When you look at the numbers and you look at the game film, I watched the game six times. You watch how he leverages blocks, watch how he peeks into the backfield, knows how to angle his blocks, knows how to gain good leverage, and knows how to stack and shed when the time is right. That way, at least inside linebackers, not out to dry, so they know which gaps to shoot. So when you put two and two together, again, Glenn Dorsey up the middle is the guy that makes that engine go. And you can see that. The 3-4 nose tackle is arguably the most important position in the odd man front. And when you don't have that nose tackle, we saw it with the Baltimore Ravens, and they had Haloti Ngata. Look how much better he made that defense in his prime. So you really need that nose plugger up in the middle to make everything else around you better. And I think Glenn Dorsey is doing a really good job, and he's the main reason why that defense is thriving.
Hey, really good insight. Ryan Sakamoto, check out the website, NinerFans.com. He's also on Bleacher Report, and he's on Twitter, at Sakamoto Ryan. Hey, Ryan, enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you so much. You guys have a great weekend as well.
There you go. He believes that they might be building towards something. I don't know, though, 55. Man.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.